Hi, it's Mike.
It's Paul going here on Audio Boo. It is 10:53 a.m. on Tuesday the 27th January 2015. Heading home from Howden Health Centre. I mentioned in my morning thoughts this morning that I had an appointment for this new test that they're rolling out for people. I'm not sure whether it was just men or men and women. I'm guessing that surely it would cover both. And it's called AAA. And it's either aortic abdominal aneurysm or abdominal aortic aneurysm. And I'd never heard of it before. But my friend Lee Storm, who is at N2FGC on Audio Boo, had mentioned to me that she had an uncle who actually suffered from an aneurysm there. So I headed off this morning. My appointment's for 10:30, and I know Howden well, so I drove out there, right down the west side of St John's Hospital, down around the south way and into Howden, turned up into Howden, and thought, I'm not sure where this place is. So there was a guy standing at a bus stop. Actually, I'd asked Siri to take me there, and he was very quickly up with the maps and tell me how to go about it. He said 1.2 miles, and it seemed to be taking me away around the top end of Howden, the north end. So I said, I can't be right. So I stopped and asked a guy at the bus stops, and he said, "Ah, yeah, go all the way around there and over." And I says, "Wow, where is it?" He says, "It's part of St John's Hospital." Oh my God, did I feel like a wally. So that's exactly where it was, and it's a building I have seen 100 times. That building, never knew. I just thought it was St John's, you know, surgical clinic kind of thing, you know, like you have your own one in your own town, you know, the health centre clinic. I just thought it was St John's. I never knew it was Howden's. So anyway, I got there and was fortunate to get a parking space on the verge, because trust me, this car park is horrendous to get parked. Being the Volvo, I was able to take liberties with high curbs and get up. But anyway, so when I went, and I had to wait almost 10 minutes at the reception because of people holding things up, you know, just, oh God, you know. So the lass says to me, "Oh, that's okay, just go along to the waiting area G, just up the corridor there." So yeah, well, that's me. I'm 10 minutes late already, so I've missed my appointment. It says it normally takes about 15 minutes. And so I got to waiting room G. There was an older man, who's probably the same age as me, but he looked older. And he says, "Is this waiting room G?" Well, he was there before me, so so I says, "Yeah, that big sign above your head says it." "Oh, I never noticed that." He says, "I've been waiting here for this thing." He says, I said, "Oh, I was stuck at the reception for about 10 minutes. He says, "Oh, I didn't bother going there because," he says, "it's horrendous round there." He says, "Well, it's my first time here, so I don't know." So anyway, I was about to take my, I'd taken my iPad with me actually to do some stuff, you know, just do some while I was sitting waiting. And I didn't even get a chance to sit down. The girl came out and said, the nurse I should say, came out and I shouted my name. And I said, "Oh, that's fantastic, off I go." This guy said, "What about me?" Mentioned his name. And she says, "Oh, you're after this gentleman." So not only was he fed up waiting, but I was to go before him anyway. So I got there, into the room. She's taking the jacket off, lying in bed, "Lift up your shirt, etc. And I'll scan your belly." You know what? I bet I wasn't in that bed 2 minutes. And she says, "That's it. That's you done. You're absolutely fine. We'll send you a confirming letter, but absolutely nothing wrong with you." Regarding that, of course. I said, "That's brilliant." So I think the guy was really surprised when I walked back out past him in the waiting room. And, you know, less than 5 minutes later. So it was good news. But what I asked a couple of questions of the nurse, and she explained how the aortic artery runs and how it runs round about, and that's why they're checking it in the abdomen. Because I asked her if it was fairly common, and she says actually it is. She says 1 in 20 people suffer from this, and I was just shocked. I mean, 1 in 20 is well, you know, it's like saying you've got a 1 in 20 chance of having an abdominal aortic aneurysm. And I thought, oh God, oh my, you know, and I'd never heard of it before. So crazy stuff. But anyway, I passed my MOT as far as that's concerned, so I'm really delighted, and that's it all over with. Even after all my travelling and waiting adventures, but I'm pleased with that. So just a wee update on that, if you had listened to my audio morning thoughts this morning. Back into the buzz of the town, Bathgate town now, heading home for a hot cup of tea and a wee bite to eat. Hopefully my wife will be back home from up the town. I bet she's surprised to see me back so early, to be honest. Anyway, gotta go. Speak soon, and thanks again for listening. Cheery bye then.